I've spent the last few days rethinking how I use my technology, rethinking the concept of digital media and its role for me as a creative entrepreneur. This has come about directly from interacting with those I serve, with those who want to use technology and actually listening to their needs. I came into the new era of tech in the late around 2003. It was unintentional, and now I realize that at the core, I've always had a discomfort with the way we perceived technology and its role. There is a sort of entitlement from many startups that they have something brilliant and they're saving you without even asking you what your needs are, without even contemplating what your needs are. And lately, that bothers me, not just a bit, it bothers me a lot. Because the core of much of my resistance, much of the resistance I get from those that I deal with, is directly affected by that attitude. I recently, for example, spoke to a company that is solving a fashion tech problem. They built their entire concept based on what they thought the material available to them for a group, specific group, emerging designers. Did they reach out to the emerging designers while they were building the product? I seriously doubt so, because the product does not recognize the actual needs of emerging designers, especially in the market they're trying to serve, which is New York. And because of that, the product has some serious issues. While being supportive of tech and tech companies, I does find myself in a very uncomfortable position, supporting this new development and protecting that cohort group I represent, independent and emerging designers, and their interests. And this is crucial because every time an emerging designer enters the realm or accepts a technology, whatever time, whatever resources they put into that particular technology is a sacrifice on their part. Small businesses, mom and pop businesses, emerging creative businesses are stressed for resources, which is why they turn to technology as a solution. So, for example, you turn to Facebook because you want to market. They ask you simply to invite your friends. You do, and then you find yourself in a position where your friends are directly available to your competitors with whom you cannot compete. You have no direct way of contacting them because officially your Facebook personal profile is not supposed to be a business profile. But on your business profile, you cannot directly contact your customers unless you pay Facebook to advertise to the very people you brought onto the platform. The Catch-22 thus makes many small businesses eventually lose faith and remove themselves from technology. The challenge is not technology. Technology is simply a tool. If you are in a store, you shop off the shelves, you put it into the cart, and you head out to the checkout counter. Your experience is based on how well the shelves are stocked, the quality of products on that shelf, and how you're treated by the staff. The actual register, the cash register, is simply a tool by which you cash out. Someone is manning that. Someone is ensuring that it is working. If it is not, you then make a physical transaction. The technology is but a minor part of the process. Yet, if you are online through apps, etc., most technologists believe they are the end all of your experience. And their fees Their attitude, their policies reflect that thought. However, independent designers, independent businesses have no power because they themselves refuse to collaborate. In a field of soapboxes, everyone wants their own fame, their own stardom. They want to shine, not realizing that by collectively coming together, by banding together as a body and usurping and asserting your rights and your power and their dependency of what you bring to the table, you get some of your control back. That and therein lies the challenge for the creative. No platform, no entrepreneurial business exists without you. And until designers, artists, crafters, entrepreneurs recognize and assert that,